slain it both night and day. Why? Why? Why only once? So the answer is, so you should know that there are a lot of shuls today, became very popular today, for a lot of shuls today to lane Eicha by day. Mm-hmm. I see this all over, I see this, right? Please don't disturb. Don't talk now. Now is not the time to talk. Why do we lane Eicha? Why do we lane Eicha not by day? So there are many shuls that lane them by day. Why are they doing it by day? I don't know. I see they have a koyrois to shlein by day. I'm not exactly sure. It's not traditional to lane it by day. It's a new mishagas to lane it by day. Is it really the correct thing to do to lane it by day? Is it really the right thing to do? It would appear more correctly, what I've seen is, you lane, the ikar laning by day are the words of the Nevi'im, is the Haftorah. At night, you lane Eicha. You lane from Ksuvim. By day, you lane Yirmiyah. There's a very powerful Haftorah. Asoif asifeim nu'um Hashem. It's a very powerful Haftorah. The words of Yirmiyah. It's very, very strong words. If you're going to lane Eicha by day, you're taking away from the toikef, the intensity of the Haftorah. I personally feel that people who are laning Eicha by day, they're doing something that's not correct. Because the laning Eicha by day, Eicha was given to be laning at night. B'choy sifke ba'layla. V'dimoso al-lechya. Eicha was meant to be laning at night. By day, you lane Yirmiyah. Asoif asifeim lum Hashem. The words of Yirmiyah are even more potent, are more powerful than the words of Eicha. When you lane the Haftorah, you make a bracha. Asher bochar b'nevim toivim v'ratzav v'divrayhem. When you conclude Eicha, you make a bracha of tzidik hadin. You make brachas. Serious business. You make. It's not a small matter to lane the Haftorah by day on Tisha B'Av. The words of the Navi is more powerful than even Yirmiyah also wrote Megillah Seicha. It's the same words, but it has the status of Kesuvim, not the status of Navi, of Nevi'im. At night, it's Eicha. By day, it's Divrei Yirmiyah. The Kinois, by and large, a major chunk of the Kinois is a carryover, is a continuation, an elaboration on the words of the Haftorah. I never worked on this idea, but I'm certain if you go and you study the Kinois very clearly, you will discover each kina corresponds to something very specific in the Haftorah. I'm just saying something I'm throwing out without any proof whatsoever. Something which I have to go back. But I'm convinced it's true. Why? Even though I've never spent time. Because the Kinois at night we all say Kinois. We start off. We just say the first five at night. The first five Kinois are clearly an extension of Eicha. So that has to mean that the kinois you say by day are an extension of Asoif Asifeim Lom Hashem, an extension of the Haftorah. There's another reason why, and that's the idea, it's another reason why you would be mezalzel in the Haftorah if you were to lane Eicha. Because Eicha doesn't belong by day. Eicha belongs at night. By day you lane the Haftorah. And the Haftorah we elaborate upon by saying the kinois. And each kina brings out another important idea that Yirmiyah said in the words of Musa that we lane in the Haftorah in the morning. Night is Eicha, and then we say kinois, we elaborate upon the words of Eicha. Okay, so there are 45. So what is 49? What is the 45? What is the question that Yirmiyah poses in the Haftorah in the morning? Al-mo of the hearts. Why did the Churban happen? How did all of the good, the glory of Klal Yisrael come to an end? And the answer is, Al Ozu es Torasi, because he did not appreciate the Torah. How did it all begin? How do we begin to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim? Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halayla. This is Magid. The children sit around. Let's begin to discuss where we came from. How did all of this glory happen that we became a nation? The history of Klal Yisrael, and the way we commemorate, begins with a ma and ends with a ma. Ma nishtano halayla hazeh mikol halos. Betseisi mi mitzrayim, betseisi mi rushalayim. How did it all come to an end? Al ma of the heart. We go from ma to ma. What is ma and ma? Mem hey. How many kinnas are there? Mem hey. There are 45 kinnas. The theme of the day is, what in the world happened? What in the world? The first day of Pesach is always the first, is always the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. This relationship. The whole day is all about ma, ma. Okay, that's one idea. Another idea. It's a new idea. Well, we'll stop with this idea. Another idea. And this is a new idea. What is the gematria of man? Adam. Adam. Vayem Elokim. Nase Adam. Let's create a man. 45. Look at that. 45. Adam is 45. Adam, Malachim, Midrashim, yes, no, back and forth. Finally, yeah, we'll make a man. Okay. What happens? Vayipach ba'apav. This is the vod from Shimon Schwab. Probably not only him, but this, he says it out really. He says it out very stark. This point that I'm going to make now. Hashem says, "Oh, we make man." Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. Everyone knows this. Man was a living spirit. What does it say in the Targum? Leruach mimalala. Man, when the Torah defines the creation of man, the success that man is in existence, he is a man. Mimalala, who speaks. The Koyach of Dibor. Question. Here's the question of Shimon Schwab. Who is man talking to? Who is he talking to? Well, old question. Philosophical question. If a tree falls in a forest and there's no one to hear the impact of the crash, did it produce a sound? What's the answer? Did it produce a sound? There's no one out there to hear the crash. Well, it depends. How do you define sound? Right? What is a sound? Question. How can the Targum say, Vayihi ha'adam l'ruach mimalala, man was a creature who speaks. Who is he talking to? Chava was not yet created. Oh, talking to Hashem. You don't just talk to Hashem. How do you talk to Hashem? You pray to Hashem. You daven. So the essence of man is what? Is the koyach of tefillah. It's a very powerful verse from Shimon Schwab. Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. L'ruach, what is man? What is man? A ruach memalala. Who are you talking to? No, you're not talking. You're talking to Hashem. You're talking to Hashem. You're davening to Hashem. So the essence of man is a creature who davens. Who said this part? Not Rav Shimon Schwab. David. Va'ani sefila. David said, I am a creature. Va'ani sefila. I am a product of tefila. Right? Correct? Now, here comes the question. What does it say in Megillas Eicha about Tisha B'Av? It says in Megillas Eicha, Sosam tefilasi. On Tisha B'Av, man does not pray. Man's koyach of tefillah is suppressed. Hashem has suppressed, has silenced my prayer. And that is why on Tisha B'Av, the real reason why we do not say tachanun, it's not because it's a moed, that's a drush. And the real reason why you don't say tachanun is because tachanun represents the spitz of tefillah. It represents the climax of tefillah. After you finish Shorna Esrei, you fall tachanun. Hashem says, I'm not interested. I don't want to hear your prayers. Sosam tefilasi. My prayer has been suppressed, has been shut down. We do not say, Tiskabel tzilay sahayin uva usahayin. We don't say Tiskabel on Tisha because there's no prayer on Tisha B'Av. There's no prayer. Wait a minute. If there is no prayer, there is no man. The whole essence of man is vayihi ha'ruach l'nefesh chaya l'ruach mimalala, a creature of speech. He speaks. Who does he speak to? There's no one to listen to him. He speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'ani sefila. is the koich of tefillah. If on Tisha B'Av sosam tefillasi, there is no koich of tefillah, so there is no ruach memalala. There is no man. There is no vayhi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. Man doesn't exist. We don't exist today on Tisha B'Av. Can't do that to a person. You can't take a person and just crush him. So you know what happens on Tisha B'Av when we can't daven, when we can't express tefillah. Man has shifted. Instead of using the day, a day of tefillah, he has expressed himself in the form of kinos. Kinos is not tefillah. Kinos, lamentations, a lament. It is some of the most sophisticated, eloquent, meaningful expressions of man, a man has invented in their quest to come close to Hashem. That's outside the framework of tefillah. There is tefillah, va'anis tefillah, and when the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Adam on Tisha B'Av, sosan tefillasi, I don't want to hear from you. Oh, we're not going to take that. We're not going to accept that. You're going to try to suppress us. You may try to suppress us in the tefillah, but man has to show himself. He has to show his essence, being that the essence of man is amam medaber lenev leruach mimalala. The ruach mimalala has manifested itself in the koyach of kinos. 45 kinos. Adam is either going to be va'anis tefila l'ruach ma'ala, and when the Adam can't be v'ruach ma'ala of tefila, then the Adam is going to find a way to be that ruach ma'ala in another mode of expression, another mode of eloquence, of form, dibur, and that is the 45 kinois that the Paitonim, mainly Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, and the other great Paitonim have acted as our representatives to be the Shliach Tzibur in an eloquent expression of Ruach Memalala. 45, the Gematria Adam. So we've given over here two different Mahalchim, why we have 45. Either it's Mo, or it is the Gematria of Adam. We're basically saying to Hashem, don't think you can suppress us. You think you're gonna shut us down today? You're gonna say to us, sosam tefilasi? You think we'll express ourselves whether you like it or not? It's not gonna be through tefila. It comes from the koyach of kinos. All right, we'll continue tomorrow.